The primary responsibility of a prophet is what Bill was talking about, John Paul Jackson, is to reproduce prophetic people and to extend the prophetic culture into the church, into the city. So we can, some of our most prophetic people are not equippers. Like some of our, I would say that some of our most prophetic people, in other words, they have the most accurate prophetic words. They are not people, at least at this point in their life, who've been able to reproduce other people who do that. So I think that we're looking for people that have the favor of God, have the favor of man, that have the favor of the leadership, who have demonstrated accurately, demonstrated prophetic ministry accurately over a period of time, so that when they speak, the leadership goes, okay, they have a track record of at least being right most of the time, and that they have an ability to actually lead people and reproduce themselves. And I think the key word is reproduce themselves. So I think that's what we're looking for. Please don't put somebody in an office. I can think of just right now comes about five different churches come to my mind where they anointed the most prophetic person as a prophet. Four of them were prophetesses. One was a prophet. And it just destroyed the person. Absolutely destroyed the person. And I got involved in two or three of those trying to put that mess back together. And just don't do that. Let them arise and let it just happen naturally.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to recognize, to acknowledge how a person already functions than it is to ordain them so they can function in a way. They don't, you know, there is something released when you lay hands on people, but if they're not functioning in it already, it's a lot better to have people already pointing to them, saying, acknowledging a strong prophetic ministry, than to suddenly drop it on a church congregation, because that frightens people. You want to pick a question there, Rich? I think you should.
What soap should you use to shower with in the morning? Pete's coffee. That's what you want to use. I wanted to say on this prophetic issue that what Chris was pushing into on the fivefold, we're so eager to have everything in every one of our churches. And we all want to look like a franchise.